At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive, where we cut through the noise, unpack your sources, and really try to hand you the most potent nuggets of knowledge. Today, we're not just observing the financial markets. We're kind of standing at a crossroads, wouldn't you say? Imagine one path leading down the established, you know, the well-worn lanes of Wall Street, and the other branching out into the wild, maybe untamed frontier of Web3. For years, these paths, they seemed pretty distinct, almost irreconcilable. But today, we're diving into how two major players, Coinbase and Av.ai, are not just building bridges. They might be laying entirely new highways that could fundamentally reshape how we all trade. We've got a fascinating article from Av.ai on Medium that lays out their distinct strategies. And our mission today really is to unpack these innovations, understand who they're truly designed for, and maybe figure out what they signify for your future in strategic trading.
Indeed. It's a really fascinating convergence we're witnessing. We'll be looking at how traditional finance, specifically, you know, tech equities, is now intertwining with crypto assets and through brand new futures products, no less. It's not just about what these products are, but I think the philosophical approaches behind them and the distinct visions they offer for how financial markets might evolve. This deep dive is, well, it's really for anyone trying to stay ahead of the curve here.
Okay, let's unpack this first major development then. Coinbase. They're making a huge splash on September 22, 2025. That's the date, right? With their Mag 7 Plus Crypto Equity Index Futures. Yeah. What makes this so significant? Because, you know, on the surface, it might sound like just another index, but the implications seem to run much deeper.
Yeah, September 22nd is the date. And what's truly fascinating here is that this isn't just another product. This is actually the first U.S.-listed product that combines top tech equities and crypto exposure in a single cash-settled futures contract. It's a pretty undeniable signal, I think, that the days of tech and crypto needing to be traded completely separately, well, those days might be rapidly coming to an end. It's a strategic move. You could almost see it as creating a kind of Trojan horse for institutional capital.
A Trojan horse. Okay, tell me more about that.
Well, think about it. By bundling crypto exposure into a familiar tech equity package, Coinbase is effectively lowering the psychological, maybe even the regulatory barriers for traditional players. This could potentially usher in a wave of capital that might otherwise, you know, never touch a native crypto exchange directly.
That's a powerful analogy. A Trojan horse for traditional finance to get comfortable with crypto. So when we talk about this index, what exactly is in this basket? Are we talking the usual tech titans, or is there a specific crypto blend in there?
It's a very specific and, I think, intentional blend. The index tracks a basket of 10 assets, and each one is equally weighted at 10%. So you've got the familiar tech giants, Apple, Microsoft, Google, Alphabet, technically Amazon, Nvidia, Meta, and Tesla, the Magnificent Seven, basically. But crucially, it also includes Coinbase's own stock, Coyon, which, well, makes sense from their perspective, and then two significant crypto ETFs, iBit for Bitcoin and ETHA for Ethereum, both from BlackRock, notably, and the index gets rebalanced quarterly. That's to maintain that 10% equal weighting, keeping it true to its design.
Okay, so a single contract is tied to the index value. Let's say if the index hits $3,000, a contract's worth $3,000. Cash settled. That sounds incredibly straightforward, at least from a settlement perspective. But you mentioned the Trojan horse idea. What does this all truly mean for someone looking to diversify or manage risk, especially with that blended exposure? Are there any, I don't know, hidden complexities or maybe less obvious risks beyond the clear benefits?
That's a really critical question. The cash-settled nature, first off, means no physical delivery of the underlying assets. That simplifies trading and liquidity quite significantly. It's easier to get in and out. For active and institutional traders, this offers several key benefits beyond just convenience. It provides simplified exposure. You get a slice of both equities and crypto in one single trade. That alone is a huge shift. But maybe more profoundly, it streamlines risk management through what's called cross-asset hedging.
Cross-asset hedging. Break that down a bit.
Sure. Think of it this way. If you're concerned about both, say, a tech stock downturn and crypto volatility happening at the same time, typically you'd need separate instruments, separate trades to hedge each of those exposures.
Right.
This single contract potentially allows you to offset losses across those very different asset classes with one integrated position. It could make your overall portfolio management much more cohesive, maybe less fragmented.
So it's really about efficiency and simplicity, getting more bang for your buck on the hedging front.
Precisely. And it's designed to be capital efficient. That's another key term here. This means traders can achieve that diverse exposure and manage risk with significantly less upfront capital tied up in margin. It frees up those funds for other opportunities rather than having them locked away in multiple separate positions. And that's a huge draw for institutional capital, naturally, as it helps optimize their balance sheets.
Makes sense. But is there a downside?
Well, yeah, that's the other side of the coin. This product also raises an important question, I think. Does it risk TradFi washing crypto? You know, by wrapping crypto assets in this very traditional finance structure, does it subtly strip away some of crypto's decentralized essence just for the sake of institutional comfort? Could it potentially limit direct engagement with native crypto infrastructure down the line? It's maybe a bit of a double-edged sword.
TradFi washing. That's a really sharp point. It makes you wonder if this convergence is truly about embracing crypto's core ideas or just making it palatable, you know, digestible for the existing financial systems. Okay, so we've talked about Coinbase carving out this new path, sort of inviting traditional finance into the crypto arena with a product that really speaks Wall Street's language. But what if you're already like deeply immersed in the decentralized world? What if your trading playground is entirely on-chain? That's where app.ai steps in, right? With an approach that seems not just different, but almost a philosophical counterpoint. They're also planning a futures product soon. How does their strategy really, really differ?
Yeah, this is where the divergence becomes crystal clear. Av.ai is explicitly building for on-chain native traders. And that is the crucial distinction, I think. They're designing their upcoming futures product from day one for speed, flexibility, and AI automation, all deeply embedded within the Web3 ecosystem. They're not just integrating existing systems or trying to bridge traditional assets over. They're optimizing for the unique capabilities and, frankly, the unique demands of the blockchain itself. It's about natively leveraging that transparent, composable, permissionless nature of Web3 right from the ground up, not just building a bridge to it.
When you say on-chain native and speed, it immediately paints this picture of a powerhouse for, well, fast-moving, sophisticated traders. Before we dive into their specific futures product, can you give us a glimpse of their existing toolkit, what already supports this kind of lightning-fast on-chain approach they seem to favor?
Absolutely. Av.ai already offers a pretty robust multi-platform experience. They've got their web platform, a mobile app, and even a Telegram sniper bot, which alone tells you they're catering to traders who need instant access and execution wherever they are. Their current toolkit is incredibly advanced. It includes things like real-time token discovery, so knowing what's new and trending immediately. Smart money tracking, so you can follow the moves of influential wallets. Whale alerts for spotting significant transactions. And sophisticated sentiment analysis. And get this, across an incredible 130 plus blockchains and over 300 decentralized exchanges, or DEXs.
Wow, 130 blockchains and 300 DEXs. That's not just data, that's serious market intelligence.
Exactly. It provides a really advanced, comprehensive suite of tools for the modern agile crypto trader who demands, well, an inherent edge.
That's an astonishing reach across the blockchain landscape. I mean, Managing real-time data from that many sources is no small feat. So what's powering this? This deep integration and rapid data analysis, what's under the hood, so to speak, for their upcoming futures product that allows for such high performance in that automation you mentioned?
Right. Behind the scenes, Av.ai runs on its proprietary Av Cloud infrastructure, which is equipped with both a data API and a trading API. These APIs are designed to enable fast, secure, and highly customizable trading directly on-chain, and they come with critical features specifically for the Web3 environment, like MEV protection.
MEV protection. Okay, maybe unpack that a little. Maximal extractable value, right?
Correct. Maximal extractable value. For those maybe unfamiliar, MEV is essentially how validators or miners on a blockchain can sometimes profit by strategically reordering, including, or even censoring transactions within a block. In simpler terms, it's the risk of your trade being front-run or delayed, or maybe subject to a sandwich attack, where your transaction gets bracketed by others purely for profit. So Aave.ai's protection isn't just a nice-to-have feature, it's a fundamental safeguard. Mm-hmm. It aims to ensure fairer, more predictable, and efficient execution in what can be a very high-speed, sometimes predatory, on-chain futures environment.
That sounds crucial. It effectively tries to level the playing field against some of those more insidious practices within Web3. What other underlying tech distinguishes their approach?
Well, beyond MEV protection, their APIs also integrate low-gas strategies. And low-gas strategies aren't just about saving a few pennies on transaction fees, although that helps. In a high-frequency trading environment on the blockchain, efficient gas usage can literally be the difference between a profitable trade and one that gets eaten up by network costs. So it provides a critical competitive advantage. Couple that with real-time data delivery, this entire infrastructure is really a perfect fit for automated futures workflows. It empowers developers and advanced traders to script, deploy, and scale quite complex strategies across multiple chains with hopefully unparalleled ease and efficiency. It's all about giving that inherent programmatic edge within the Web3 ecosystem itself.
Okay, knowing all that infrastructure is there,
yeah.
What does their specific strategy playbook look like for the futures product itself? How does it truly stand out in how it serves its target audience, these crypto native power users you mentioned?
Right, so building on that robust Aave cloud infrastructure, Aave.ai's playbook isn't just about offering basic automation, it's about providing user-defined logic that allows for truly bespoke dynamic strategies. Imagine being able to script a futures trade that automatically adjusts its leverage based on real-time on-chain liquidity depth across, say, 10 different DEXs simultaneously. Or maybe one that initiates a hedge automatically if a whale alert signals a specific type of market movement for a particular token you're watching. This level of granular control, real-time responsiveness, and the programmatic execution of sophisticated strategies, it's potentially a paradigm shift for crypto-native power users.
So it's almost like democratizing quant trading tools for Web3.
That's a good way to put it. It's about potentially democratizing the kind of advanced quantitative trading previously reserved perhaps for large hedge funds and putting that power directly into the hands of the individual or, you know, the prosumer Web3 trader.
Okay, so let's try and bring it all together then. We have Coinbase building that bridge from traditional finance to crypto, offering simplified exposure across both worlds, really playing to Wall Street with their Mag 7 plus crypto equity index futures. They're making crypto digestible, familiar. And then we have Aave.ai, deeply embedded in Web3, focusing on automation, on-chain intelligence, speed, specifically for crypto-native traders, building from the ground up for that decentralized future, empowering maybe the new class of digital quant trader.
Exactly. If we connect this to the bigger picture, both companies are undeniably aiming to empower modern traders with smarter, more strategic instruments. No question. However, they're doing so from entirely different philosophical starting points. And they're targeting distinct, although maybe somewhat overlapping, segments of the trading community. Coinbase is effectively pulling TradFi into crypto, making it accessible through familiar structures. Aave.ai, on the other hand, is pushing crypto-native solutions deeper within Web3, optimizing for the unique advantages of the blockchain itself.
It feels like more than just a difference in product. It's really a difference in vision, isn't it? Coinbase's launch, September 22, 2025, that's clearly a major milestone for traditional finance and crypto convergence. It opens up new avenues for institutional players, active traders who want that integrated, maybe regulated feel. It's a significant step towards mainstream adoption of crypto exposure.
Indeed, it's a monumental step for the industry, no doubt about it. But Aave.ai is building something fundamentally different, this multi-platform, AI-enhanced, automation-ready futures product designed specifically for the next generation of Web3 traders. And this, I think, raises a really important question for all of us watching this space evolve so quickly. Are these two paths destined to converge further down the road, maybe creating a truly unified hybrid financial market someday? Or will they continue to cater to increasingly specialized trading communities, each optimizing for their own unique strengths, perhaps even creating a more fragmented, almost two-tiered financial ecosystem where TradFi integrations and native Web3 platforms live more in parallel?
That really is the billion-dollar question, isn't it? Will the comfort and familiarity of traditional structures eventually dominate and absorb everything? Or will the raw power, the speed, the innovation of native Web3 solutions carve out its own, perhaps even larger, domain?
It's a complex interplay. You could argue Coinbase's approach validates crypto as a legitimate asset class to a still skeptical traditional audience. That's valuable. While Av.ai's vision pushes the boundaries of what trading can be in a decentralized, automated world, that's exciting. We could see scenarios where institutional money, initially drawn in by Coinbase's offering, maybe gradually becomes more comfortable over time with native Web3 applications. Or conversely, maybe Web3 traders will seek the stability and scale offered by more centralized but still integrated platforms like Coinbase's. The battle for the future of finance is truly being waged on these two distinct fronts right now.
What an incredible deep dive into this evolving landscape of finance. It's really fascinating. We've seen how the lines between tech equities and crypto are blurring, definitely offering traders powerful new instruments. Whether you're coming from the traditional finance world looking for those familiar entry points, or if you're deeply rooted in Web3 and pushing the boundaries of what's possible with on-chain automation.
And as these financial markets continue to evolve at such a rapid pace, the big question remains, how might these differing philosophies, you know, the broad integration that Coinbase is pioneering versus the deep native specialization Av.ai is pursuing, how will they ultimately interact or compete to define the next era of trading? Will one emerge as the dominant paradigm, or will they somehow symbiotically evolve, each serving a vital, distinct role in a more complex, multi-layered global financial system?
It's certainly something for all of us to ponder as these products roll out and the market starts to react. The coming months and years, well, they're going to offer some fascinating insights into which approach resonates most deeply with traders and how that ultimately shapes the very architecture of finance itself. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the future of trading. We hope you feel a little more well-informed and perhaps even a bit more intrigued by these exciting developments.